Using the powerful language of metaphor to explain why New Year's resolutions so seldom work. Metaphor number one, the boat without a rudder. Without a clear direction and a plan, you will drift aimlessly until you inevitably lose momentum and run aground. Metaphor number two, the balloon filled with hot air. You start off hot to trot, filled with excitement and enthusiasm, but as time passes, you cool down and sink back down to earth, only to find yourself back at square one. Number three, the treadmill locked on its highest speed. Initially, the year ahead appears filled with promise, and you are confident you can meet its challenges. But the all-or-nothing mindset soon leaves you exhausted, right back where you started. Number four, the house of cards. You need balance, stability, and a plan to deal with setbacks, which are inevitable. Be prepared to face adversity, or even the tiniest hiccup could be the catalyst that brings all your fragile plans and best intentions crashing down. Number five, sprinting without training. You take off like a wounded buffalo, filled with enthusiasm, but your lack of preparation soon leaves you wheezing on your knees. Without realistic expectations, consistent effort, and plans of how to deal with adversity, your commitment and energy will evaporate like morning mist in the hot Savannah sun. I want it all, and I want it now, usually translates as, I'll get none of it, neither now nor ever. Metaphor number six, planting seeds in barren soil. Without the right conditions, adequate preparation, and ongoing care, you will inevitably struggle to grow or sustain positive change. Your hastily made, ill-conceived plans will bear no fruit. Growth and change need solid foundations, and most of all, time. Number seven, the maze. You may start out confident of where you are and where you think you're headed, but if you have not mapped out a clear path and a realistic time schedule, you'll soon become confused and find it increasingly difficult to navigate the best route by which to reach your goals. Metaphor number eight, the starvation diet. While this may deliver short-term, very short-lived results, it's simply not sustainable. Without a holistic approach, you'll soon find yourself frustrated and disappointed. Starting the new year with cold turkey is a very bad idea. Number nine, the Band-Aid. Bad habits can run very deep. Covering them up temporarily with a little metaphorical plaster is hopelessly inadequate. You may experience a little momentary relief, or even feel like you're taking adequate positive action. But without addressing the deeper underlying issues, lasting change is impossible. Metaphor 10, the roller coaster. Initial success may fill you with excitement and motivation, but with the dizzying ups comes the miserable corollary of the downs. If you have not made plans to endure and soldier on through the hard parts, it is likely that you will just get out of the roller coaster and abandon the journey altogether. So, what can you do to improve your chances of sticking to your New Year's resolutions? Well, first of all, I suggest that you eschew making New Year's resolutions altogether. Make a resolution not to make any New Year's resolutions. However, if you insist, here are a few tips to add to your metaphorical insights. Firstly, set specific, measurable goals against a realistic time schedule. Saying I will get healthier is not as effective as setting a specific goal, like I will exercise for 30 minutes, 5 days a week. Have realistic expectations. Unrealistic, overly ambitious goals are counterproductive. Consider your current habits, capabilities, and resources. Unrealistic expectations lead to frustration and a higher chance of just giving up. Be committed. Beware of the pie in the sky. It's easy to get excited about resolutions early in the year. Maintaining motivation and commitment for the entire duration is challenging. Without strong internalized commitment, it's easy to just give up when faced with obstacles or setbacks. Make a plan to make a plan and then make it. Preferably in writing. You're making a contract with yourself. Make sure the terms of that contract are clear and achievable. Simply expressing a resolution without developing a detailed plan of action just makes it difficult to follow through. If anything, it's a shortcut to shoulda, woulda, coulda. Without a clear roadmap, it's easy to feel overwhelmed or unsure about where to start and how to best progress. Make yourself accountable. Don't keep your resolutions to yourself. If you do, you're just ensuring that you have no external accountability. It's tantamount to planning to fail and then letting yourself off the responsibility for having failed in advance. Sharing your goals with others, or even just with your partner, will increase your motivation and provide ready access to support should you need it. Regularly assess your progress and be prepared to make adjustments. It's important to regularly review your resolutions, celebrate small victories, and modify your plans wherever and whenever needed. Don't be a perfectionist. The all-or-nothing mindset can be deeply discouraging. If you slip up once, it's easy to feel like you've failed completely. This often leads to giving up altogether. Embracing the idea of progress rather than perfection is much more sustainable. Remember, it's impossible to be defeated if you resolve to never surrender. In conclusion then, the idea of setting resolutions is not inherently flawed. However, the way they are approached and executed will impact on their success. The simple fact that resolutions are made upon the advent of the new year in no way affects the likelihood of you being successful in maintaining them. By setting realistic goals, creating a plan, staying accountable, and maintaining flexibility, you can significantly increase your chances of making your new year resolutions stick. And on that sober note, we wish you a very happy new year.